I was wondering for anybody that's been to India. I haven't. If you also shared that kind of experience that Lumpur Sumedho had about, in particular, the one that I found that kind of interesting was just there was a feeling that kind of everything belonged, and I was wondering if others who've been to India also experienced that. The feeling, the perspective that everything belonged, you know, every from the highest caste to the lowest caste, and the good and evil, the dirt and the clean things. I was wondering if other people who've been to India felt the same way.
Yes and no. That's an idealized version. But definitely the in India everything is side by side, and nothing's hidden, and nothing's kind of rejected. It's really everything's out there, which is kind of just kind of refreshing.
I never reached the point where I felt like the constant blaring of horns. I would have loved to, but I never
got there. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain level of chaos that I think no human can actually kind of absorb.
There was a documentary filmed by the French director, 7 hours long, called Panda Media. 7 hours long. He went and filmed it when he was so young, and he tried to figure out what India is, or whatever. They went through it. Very fascinating film. But anyway, at the end, he said, "I give up."
That's when I went to India. There, somebody told me that if you go to India for a day, you'll write an essay about it. If you go for a week, you'll write a book. If you go for a month or longer, you just won't write anything about it.
What I did notice is, as far as maybe not, belonging seems to fit, but in a way, like if you, a lot of times I found Westerners that I traveled with when they went to India, they said, oh, this garbage, it's horrible that people leave their garbage out on the streets and, blah, blah, blah. But say, okay, you go in and change things and you make garbage trucks. Well, the rag pickers that go through the garbage then lose their livelihood. The cows that can wander around then don't have anything to eat. And so everything is just so interrelated there that you can't just solve a problem. It's, just so when you pick up one thing, there's a bajillion other things that get affected. And so it's all just kind of intermingled.
Maybe you could send Jagro to India for 6 months on his own. His experiences.
India, I mean, particularly because, I mean, one of the things that India is very special in terms of its that cultural value on the sacred, on some kind of spiritual, religious value is there. So that it's in the commentaries there's a I remember reading early on when I started reading movement, and it's like the commentaries sort of say that the Buddhas are only born in India, and you sort of think that's a pretty outrageous statement. But then you start, the more you get to know about Buddhism, the more you know about world culture, and you're like, well, actually, you know, Buddha's, that makes sense. There's a part of the perspective of, say, like Indian culture and values. And when you've got that degree of chaos and contradiction, then side by side with that is a very strong desire for liberation and how do we get out of this? And that's certainly what, in terms of the expression of religious or spiritual search, that search for liberation is integral.